I think with the team that we have together, you know, there are some real incentives, and you know, the city is positioned, I think, to do what it takes to make it work. As you know, we've at one point the city had had a option on the Hayes Hotel with a developer for mm-hmm. you know, 10 grand for, I think it was like 10 years or something like that. And when you get into those situations, those are a bit more of a pipe dream, I think, where developers will, you know, pay for an option on something and sit on it, right? Yeah. We've had everything from, you know, people wanting to acquire the building to do ghost hunting activities and stuff like that, where kind of wild pitches of, you know, this is not going to work, which is why we've been patient. We haven't jumped on any opportunity that just comes in front of us. We've been very intentional about the mixed use nature that we want to attract to that building, because it's going to be, you know, a cornerstone of our downtown and help make the rest of that area north of Michigan, south of Glick, and between Blackstone and Jackson very vibrant. So we're intentional about it. I think that we have the proper incentives to make it work. And, you know, $30 million is no small price tag, but I think that, you know, what we've seen in some of the other surrounding buildings, that it's possible. And